you're not going to want to miss this one. Me and five women. It's kind of how I like it. Raw Fusion. Welcome to the King B's Raw Fusion Podcast. It's been a long time. I should have left you. Without a strong show to flip to. Now think of how many weeks shows you slept through. Time's up, I'm about to bless you with another season. Another reason to cut on the TV and start the cheesing. To get up on the phone and go call your friends and let them know the King B's Raw Fusion begins. Sit on back and enjoy yourself. I'll be your company, baby. If you need a little help, I took off for a while to revise the plan. Got my focus on so I can check out the scam and open up my team. Eliminate the fake, and when he got me a beat from Bobby Drake, and now I'm back, and it's better than you ever saw. But enough talk, let's get raw.
A typical night at the club,
let's get raw.
You don't want to fall in love,
let's get raw.
And got the fusion in your blood,
let's get raw.
Into my ladies and my thugs,
let's get raw. Into the haters on the scene,
let's get raw.
Don't be mad, cause we got green,
let's get raw.
You should be trying to make the team,
let's get raw.
Cause we taking everything.
Let's get raw.
Raw Fusion.
Yo, what up, ladies and gentlemen? King B right here, and you know what this is. It's Raw Fusion. So, there's this podcast out there called Uncorked in Conversation. And so, as we always do about this time, we got something different. We decided to do a collaboration. So, first, how y'all doing, ladies?
Hello.
Doing fine.
Doing just so good. We're doing well.
Great, great, great. Now, here's what we're going to do. We ended up doing a collaboration. It lasted for about 2 hours long. You know, here at Raw Fusion, we don't do 2 hours. So we cut it down and condensed it. If you want to see more of it, you can do two things. One, support the show. And in the same stone, subscribe for the exclusive content and you can check out more of the conversation there. But right now, we are going to check out the conversation we had with April Brown, Tracy Langford, Paulette Irby, Sarita Bostic, Linda White, the ladies of Uncorked in Conversation.
So now marriage is a convenience instead of a marriage.
It's a business.
Facade.
It's a business. It is business.
It's a business.
You know, okay. And for a lot of
business. I feel like it's always been a business. Yeah.
That ain't nothing new. That ain't nothing new.
But wait, Linda, you're speaking of a business as far as like the whole wedding thing or just in general? A relationship is it's a business. What do you mean?
I feel like marriage is a business.
It is.
I've always seen it that way.
I mean, you got to look at it culturally too. I mean, you look at shows like Game of Thrones and things like that. These people have been doing this for years with arranged marriages and things of that nature. Let's bring our families together right. through marriage and things right. of that nature. That mm-hmm. is not about love.
Right.
That is about business. You know what I'm saying? If we bring your
and finances.
Yeah, finances. You know?
And security.
Or,
yes. Absolutely.
Or, mm-hmm. okay, my kingdom is over here. Your kingdom is over there. We're going to not go to war anymore. We're going to bring our families together. I mean, you know, and so this is nothing new. It's nothing new.
Yeah, it's nothing new. Yep.
A lot of marriages are business.
There's really
and I know that we
a lot of gay boys.
That's true.
A lot of gay boys go off, or gay women, you know, in a position, they go off and get married for appearances. And then on the side, they go on with what they really want to go with. And everybody knows it from right. the beginning. So there's a lot of different dynamics when mm-hmm. it comes to relationships and marriages.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some of it is just appearances. And everybody, well, the two parties know what's going on in the beginning.
Right. Mm-hmm. Those that are brave enough to admit, you know, what's really going on. Some of the gay boys don't admit. What do they call those? The DL, the download.
Well, see, those are the ones that
they don't.
Those are the ones that want you to act like a man and think like a woman. See,
and think like a woman.
Ain't no way in hell I want my woman to act like a man. I want you to understand me, but I don't want.
So we went back there. I thought we had passed that.
No, because I saw how y'all got up off
we went
of
full
it.
Circle.
I saw how y'all got up off of it. In the back of my mind, I said, I see what they're doing, but we're going to come back to it. We're going to put you back in there.
No. We're going to come back. He said he's going to circle back.
Paulette said, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to switch him off that. No.
You know what I'm saying? Just because
but again, I still say that he meant it respectably, in the respect of don't be played.
That's what he wants you to
by
think.
No man.
That's what he wants you to got think. A different, but the truth of the matter is,
I think on my own. I'm a very careful thinker, and I process it. Like I said, I didn't read the book, so I'm not caught up on the.
I did. Title. I read the book, but I mean, I just read it. I mean, I didn't really take. No, I mean, some things made sense to me, but it was like common sense that my grandmother had told me anyway. Yeah. But you know. Yeah. And my father had taught me.
Because
my father is the one who taught me about men, of course, you know.
Right.
So,
but
I mean.
You honor the 30-day rule.
It's 90 days, baby.
Oh, 90? Yeah, I didn't read the book either.
See, there go that pimp-hole relationship.
That's a whole other book. But no, I need, because, you know.
No, I don't.
You got to understand that anybody, any man that wants you to think like a man is really going to, is really maybe gay down low. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because
okay, like, boo.
Hold on.
We're gonna agree to disagree.
No.
I don't think that he's telling you to think like a man.
No, listen,
I'm sorry.
Listen,
I don't. That's not what
the thing said. Think like a man. So I'm going off what you say, not
it's
what
not saying. I'm not, don't be a man.
Listen to me. Listen.
Okay.
And then you can rebut it, but listen to me. Because when we get to this point, there's a lot of women, right? They will get in a relationship. They have been running the household. They are the masculine situation in their household because of the way they think. Okay. So now you want a man. So now give me a man that I could submit to. You understand? And this, that, and the third. A real man does not have to prove to you anything. He's going to be a real man when he wakes up, and he's going to be a real man when he goes to sleep. What you end up doing is getting a girly man that you can run. And then when you get that girly man that you can run, you don't respect him because you want a man that's going to be able to put you in check. Not in a physical way, not yelling, not calling you out of your name. A man knows how to put you in check without doing any of that. So you know what I'm saying? You're willing to naturally submit to that man. He doesn't have to prove nothing. He doesn't have to go out of his way because he's a man and you recognize that in him. So you say, okay, this man can lead me where we need to go. And you're going to go and submit. So what's happening is, you got a lot of women out here thinking like a man. And if they get in a relationship, they're not going to get the man because a man's man does not want that shit. So they're going to end up, the man that they end up with, the woman's not going to want because she knows she can run over him. And any man that a woman knows.
That's two different things.
No, but that's the truth now.
That's two different things.
Let me interject you get that list. So yeah, it's safe to say, King, that you are a manly man.
Yeah.
So you telling us four women that those are the things that you would not accept from your young tender run.
Ain't a way. I've looked at some videos and these women calling the man a bitch.
But that's not all
I'm
women.
Not saying
though.
All, I'm not saying all women.
Okay.
Come on now, y'all. We're talking about specifics. We're not talking about all women everywhere.
Let me take you back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what my father told me when I was young and when I was having fun. He was telling me, and this is what my father told me, okay? My father will soon be 90 years old. He told me, he said, if you really want to know if a man is really there for you. He says, don't give yourself up so easy. Don't give yourself up so quick. He didn't put any time frame on it like the person we're talking about. He didn't do that, okay? But he said, if you like this dude, if you care about him, he said, don't be so quick to go to bed with him.
That
see what he's all about. Mm-hmm. And if he's willing to wait for you, then it's possible that he could be the guy.
You know, okay. Y'all really want the truth. You really want the truth.
Should be the same thing you'd be telling your daughter.
You really want the truth.
That's right. Yeah. I want you to tell
me
the truth.
Ain't no way. that you can see, because I have conversations when I'm talking to a woman. I'm going to have conversations. We're going to talk about past relationships. We're going to talk about what you want. Where do you want to be in 5 years?
First and foremost,
things
that's
of that nature. You see what I'm saying? So now, if you come up to me and you done talked about, well, I had this one night stand and I done did this and I did this and then this, that, and the third, and then you bring your ass to me and you talking about, well, I really like you, so we're going to wait 6 months and blah 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 bullshit.
No, you're missing it. That's not where I'm going.
I understand where you're going.
I'm not telling you. In a conversation with you, I'm not telling you all of this. I'm feeling you out.
That's beautiful.
We're dating.
That's beautiful.
We're going out.
That's beautiful.
We're learning each other. That's what I'm talking about. And if I say to myself, I'm not giving myself up so easy, so quick. I know we're adults. We could do this and all. I understand all of that. However, if I'm looking for something that I feel is going to last, because maybe I feel like I'm in my past, when I go there too fast, then it's gone. Because you know how some guys can be. Once they hit it, and it's done.
And you see,
you know,
I got what I get. You don't get no phone call no more. So listen
to what you just did. You just gave me all the information I needed to know. In the past, you just said, in the past, I have given it up fast. And it didn't work out. So you already told me that you had already given it up fast to someone else. Now you bring your ass to me, like I said. Hold on now, listen. You have listened.
Let him finish.
You have already told me in that conversation. These are the conversations. I'm not going to ask you targeted questions that you know that I'm asking a question. I'm going to prompt you to tell me what I want you to know. What I want to know about you. So you just
what you want to
in
know.
This
okay.
in this
okay.
conversation, you just right now, you just told me in the past you've given up fast. Now you bring your ass to me and you want to hold on, slow down, woo. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen, because men are very egotistical, territorial, things of that nature. So here's what's going to happen.
So are women.
I think you guys are a little more, but we can get into that later. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. Now my goal is to get it. I don't give a damn about you. I don't give a damn about none of this other shit. My goal is now to hit it. And while you waiting your 6 months, I already got a chicken on this, couple of chickens on the side that I'm going to be hitting while we in this whole 6 month waiting process. Then once I get it, you are definitely gone. Because what you've done is you're saying to that these other men were more whatever. Now, it may not be what you're trying to say, but I'm going to tell you what we hear. These other men were more whatever it is to you, that you gave it up to them fast, and now you bring your ass to me, and because I'm the upstanding man that you really want, instead of rewarding me with what I want, you're going to make me wait and work for it, and you didn't make them wait and work for it. So why in the hell would I want to be with you after that? Think about it for a second.
All right. Wow. So now it turns into a conquest. You're going to hit it and quit.
That's it.
I got you.
And while we waiting all these six, 7 months, I got two or three other ones that's going to take care of my needs. You understand what I'm saying? So you ain't waiting for I ain't waiting. So that's 100.
Okay, now labeling you as a dog.
So is the goal to get it, or is the goal to create a bond, a relationship, some longevity? So is the goal for men, for manly men, to get it? And is this true? Is this a true fact that men pretty much want to see how good you are in bed before they make their decisions? Is it
right?
Those two points that I'd like you to speak to.
And can I add the third one to it? Add Rita's third one to it, because Rita just said that labels you as a doll. We need you to respond to that one too.
Exactly.
King B. King B, after you answer this, I have something I want to add to your answers.
Okay.
Ooh, and then I got something that I want to add to the answer.
I love talking to women. I think just because it's four or five of y'all, I'm going to stand down.
How much time you got?
We can do this all night, baby. Listen here.
Don't make us bring it after dark now. Watch it now.
My show is after dark in the morning, so it don't matter to me.
You better bring it with that deep voice, honey.
Okay, so y'all just hit me with a whole bunch of stuff. I ain't gonna lie, I've been smoking and I don't know all this shit. Tracy, what was the first two questions that you asked me? Oh, the goal to get it.
Okay, my first question is
my thing is this.
Okay,
if you are And again, I can't speak for all men, but I know me and my brothers. And what I can say is the goal may be in the beginning to get to know you, get to understand you and things of that nature, get to build a relationship with you. That may be the goal at first. But the minute we get to that point, and again, I've already triggered you to tell me the truth. Now, if every man you've ever been with, you always wait a certain amount of time, that's one thing. But you cannot sit here and tell me you done had a one night stand, you done gave it up quick, you done did all, none of that shit, and then bring that to me. You have to put me on par with the rest of them in that regard. You understand what I'm saying? So now the goal shifts. Because I don't see that. I literally had a woman say, yeah, you know, I've done it, you know, quickly to all these fools, you know, because I can use them. I know what I'm using them for. I can use them and then I can move on from them. But I really like you. So I want to take it slow. Shit. You ain't finna do that over here. Now, see, because what you're doing is you're rewarding the idiot. And this is something that I cover in my in the Penis Dialogues, my movie. I actually have a movie about this kind of thing. And you're rewarding the idiot.
I heard you talking about that on your podcast. I want to ask you about that.
I've seen the trailer. Yeah.
So what you're essentially doing, you're rewarding the idiot, and the good guy, you're going to make wait. And you're not going to reward him.
So does that mean you're interested in her, or it doesn't mean there's no interest at all? You're just... pretty much
it was. There was some interest in the beginning.
Yeah, it was.
But see, now once you want to play a game, well, now you want to slow.
She came out her mouth. This is
the line from the movie. Now you want to slow play the pussy. So now it's a game. You done conned yourself into a game now.
I like that line.
It's from the movie. It's from the movie. That's why I said it. But yeah, you are essentially,
and you don't mind quoting the movie itself.
Of course, what are we doing? We're gonna promote. I'm a,
I want to watch.
Business
it. I gotta
man
watch
too
it.
Now.
Oh
come
yeah,
on.
That's right.
Of which you can see at patreon.com/KingB. Anyway,
that's right. Plug that movie. That's right.
You know how I get out. So listen here. I'm just being honest with you. Hey, I may have had every intention. I might have liked you. I may have thought you were someone that I could be with for a long time. Someone I want to build a relationship with. But in doing that, and I think this is the problem with a lot of people, male and female, we don't know what questions to ask. We don't know the conversation that we need to have in order to get to the root of who these people are. And you see people saying, and then one of the biggest things that women don't do, listen. They don't listen.
Yep.
Because a man is going to tell you exactly who he is, most likely. If you know the questions to ask, you'll find out who that person is in 5 minutes. Absolutely. But you're busy. You're looking at his abs, or you're looking at his muscles, or you're looking at how he looks and this, that, and the thing. And the truth of the matter
is... Hey, wait a minute. Don't take that away now. We got to
Do that. Because we're looking at the booty and the breast. So that's cool. That's no problem with that. But while I'm looking at all that, I'm still listening to what you say. See what I'm saying?
Right. But you're listening to clues. Yeah. Listen to those clues.
How many women have you heard say...
Verbal and nonverbal clues. That's right.
So how many women have you heard say, oh, I knew the signs, but shit, I just ignored them anyway. Because you...
I've heard some men say that too.
Men do that too.
It goes both ways,
So what I'm saying is, I'm going to ask...
I did it myself.
I love y'all. So what I'm saying is
20 years.
What I'm saying is this, is that I'm going to try my best to get to the root of who you are as soon as possible, because I don't have a lot of time to waste. And so when you start saying things like that, just know that it has turned from an interest in you and an interest into an interest in the game. And I intend to win. Now, what was the other question? Does that make me a dog? No, it makes me a man. I told you this was a good conversation. And we will be back with more from our collaboration between Raw Fusion and Uncorked in Conversation right after this.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
There's a new place to find Raw Fusion. RawFusion.net. Gain access to everything Raw Fusion, along with information and value you may not find anywhere else. That's RawFusion.net. Now streaming on the King B's Raw Fusion podcast. It's called The Listening Party. We're going to check it out, and we're going to talk about it on the other end. It is body language right here. Shine White, right here on Raw Fusion.
Better be careful. Better be careful.
And that's been the game for a while. You know, they don't want to pay a local personality who might be a great radio personality money when they can pay this personality the same amount of money but put them in 50 different cities, and the return on that investment makes sense to that company.
Right.
You know, big companies, you know, radio personalities, we're just announcers now. That's the way they look at us.
Don't miss a minute of King B's Raw Fusion. Make sure you subscribe for free to King B's Raw Fusion podcast wherever you get your podcast.
Raw Fusion.
All right, let's jump right back into this collaboration with Raw Fusion and the Uncorked in Conversation podcast.
Are you looking to in a long, you know, potentially a long-term relationship?
I would love that. But see, there's too much goofy shit going on right now. There's too many, I want to be a man. Yeah. I want to think I'm a man. I want to run this one. You're going to talk to me in any kind of way. The first time something come out your mouth that's not right, baby, I'm not going to yell.
Yeah.
I'm not going to scream.
And vice versa.
I'm not going
to. I mean, and vice versa, Paulette.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because the first time you say something that I pay attention to red flags, and I've been told all my life to pay attention to the red flags. Don't let the red flags slide, because they create bigger monsters. So I've in my lifetime, I've tried to definitely notice the red flags where men are concerned. And of course, you don't get them all. But I've just been told not to paint the picture. Look at the situation for what it is. Again, I've gotten some things wrong on the journey.
We all do.
I don't have a particular rule for when, you know, it goes down. It's just the chemistry. I'm based on the chemistry. I'm a chemistry girl.
Yeah. And I agree with you, B. I agree with you. Does it make you a dog? You're absolutely right. It's not. It makes you a man, but it's a mature person that can see through all of that crap. Like what you're saying, it's a lot of crap out there. So as you talk to and learn to communicate with people, and the other thing is understand your feelings. And don't be afraid to share your feelings, because if somebody else is afraid of your feelings, then that ain't the one. You need to be able to talk to somebody. And if you can't talk to them, then I totally agree with you. You talk to these, you talk to people, you get those clues out there. You have the, okay, let's see if they're willing to do this or they do that and all that kind of stuff. And people may say that's manipulating. You've got to weed cross this crap stuff that you're talking about. If you're looking for that sustainable relationship with somebody, or, okay, yeah, I can rock with this person, or maybe I can, but there's always, and I know, B, you would definitely agree with me on this one, there's always going to be some type of compromise. You're not going to find anybody perfect.
Right, 100%.
You're not going to find everything on your list. So there may be some things that you will be able to say, you know, okay, I can let that ride, you know, that was this, that was that, whatever it may be. Whatever you have your boundaries as being, put those boundaries up, and if that's what you're going to be with, then you got to stick with that. And if that person can't rock with it, time to move on.
Let's put it back to your example, Paulette. If you had said, you know, I have rushed into it and done it too fast, and I really shouldn't, but I want you, so let's go ahead and get it on. Oh, shit. Well, see, now I know the hell I've rushed, so I'm going to judge you. So now I'm still interested in you. And once we get done, I'm still interested in you. The problem comes in is when you say that I done did it with all these other people, and now you're going to wait. Shit.
Right.
You understand? And let me give you all a secret.
Actually,
right
when
quick.
I said that, I didn't say I was going to say it out.
No, I've already gotten
I'm
it from you.
That was up
I
here.
Already got it from you.
But you're saying in the words and you're talking and stuff, but you got it out of me.
And here's the thing.
I got you.
If I
you.
Spend that much time talking to you, trying to get to know you, then off top, I actually have interest in you. See, that's how you learn. See, that's how you know. See, I study psychology. In school.
Okay.
So I'm looking for all these things that you don't even know I'm looking for. I'm reading all sorts of things that you don't even know I'm reading. So now, because I'm giving you this time and I'm actually trying to find out who you are, that means I like you. When I want to hit it and quit it, I don't do all of that.
Heard somebody else say that.
I don't do all of that.
Right. I've heard
and I've done that before.
Yeah.
I said, woman, I just want your ass. And then I'm gonna put it on you, so you know.
There's enough of them out there that'll go for that.
Yeah, and some women will go.
Hey, Paula,
some
women will go. You missed that last part. He said, "And I'm gonna put it on."
I'm gonna put it on you.
I heard that.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a woman.
But see, that's the hit it and that's just the hit it and quit version. You know, that's not the longevity version.
But if I'm taking my time,
longevity version has some other tricks.
Yeah, if I'm taking my time trying to figure out who you are. That means I'm interested in you for a potential long-term relationship.
Right.
And here's the thing.
Right.
I had a woman. I had a woman one time, right? We went on a date. We get to the end of the date. And I... she wasn't the one. So I told her. I said, you know...
Why? Because at the end of the date?
Okay. No. It was...
I'll wait.
It's just mentally. She wasn't the one. So I'm like... Okay, well, you know, and we're talking about moving forward, and I'm like, well, listen, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I don't see a long term situation here, but I am attracted to you, so you know, I would be more on the lines of being friends with benefits. Now I'm fully expecting her to get mad, want to swing at me, or slam my car door. And she said, okay, we could try that.
Because I'm all for that openness. Listen, let me tell you, this is what I wanted to say, kind of given the response to piggyback on your response, B. The societal pressure that is put on men and women, boys and girls, is something I do not like. I've never liked the terminology, lose your virginity to. Why is it for women someone's always taking our virginity? I've never seen it that way, and I know that makes me a little different, but I don't like
it's
that. Or we're giving it up to
it's
somebody. You don't hear people saying men are giving it up. It's women giving it up. Why are we giving it up? Why is it we're relinquishing something? Why is somebody putting that, making that our mindset before we've even had a chance to feel, to experience sex with another person? That already is putting us in a tug of war, in a situation that breeds manipulation between two people that are supposed to genuinely love each other. And I've always struggled with that.
I get that.
So do you want the people to say, I'm a virgin and now I'm not? Is that the transition that you want? Instead of saying I'm giving it up or I'm you taking it. So what do you say? I'm no longer
a virgin? Yeah, I guess if you say anything, I don't know that it's an announcement that needs to be made when you're a virgin until the hymen is breached. And then once that's breached, you're not a virgin anymore. So, I mean, it's just a natural, it's nothing that needs to be announced.
I'm now a woman. I'm a woman now. I mean, what should we say?
Why should you say anything?
Because if I was a guy and I need to know, you know, another man been there before me.
I mean, if a man asks, are you a virgin? That's different. That's it. And if someone asks, I'm not saying you can't say virgin, but I don't like the giving up the virginity. What? That already puts us on the defensive.
I love it.
I don't like that.
I'm going to tell you why I love it.
You know?
I'm going to tell you why I love it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the same for men. It is. Virginity part. Now, the giving up, I get it. You're giving up some coochie. Mm-hmm. I get it. But the virginity part, someone took my virginity. That is special. people need to realize that the first person that you allowed to do this, you know, except mm-hmm. for, you know, when it's not consensual, and that's terrible. But the first person that right. you allow to do this, that's special because, damn it, everybody been trying to get it. And you decided to give it to me. That's special. And I honor that. Mm-hmm. I know everybody fucking and you know, they don't care nowadays. But to me, I still honor that. You know, so, mm-hmm. Or you were the woman that I decided to give it to. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, I think that's very special. And I love that part of it. As far mm-hmm. as giving it up, well, men and women are different. And we have to realize that. I know everybody keeps saying men and women are equal. No, we're not. We're not. And we need to stop that shit. I can't have a baby. You can suck on my nipples all day long. You ain't getting no milk. I'm not equal to a woman. I'm different. I'm me. I'm a man. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going inside of you. You not going inside of me. So it's a difference. Now, you may not like it and you're entitled to it, but I kind of like that giving up the nappy dugout phrase. So, you know, that's just me. You remember that? You remember that? You remember that old song, giving up the nappy dugout?
Okay, yes, I remember that.
What was that movie, Juice? Giving up the snappy nappy dugout.
Yes.
So, I mean, you're not wrong, and this is what I want to say clearly. You're not wrong. You have that feeling, and you're entitled to that feeling. But me personally, I like it. You know what I mean? I think that people too often get into the mode of, you know, it's just sex. And I think mm-hmm. sex is important. I'm not going to do some shit all night yeah. long that ain't important. Just to bust a nut. I could do that yeah. with a porn and a tissue. We doing something together. And I think that's important.
And it is. It's a serious energy transfer. You're giving yourselves to each other. And I get that. So I'm all there with that mindset. I think it can happen a lot more naturally, though, without those societal norms that tell us we're giving something up. I'm also of the belief, since we were talking about the Steve Harvey book earlier, I am one who is probably not going to put a time frame on waiting to do something. I need it to happen more naturally. And I'm probably going to have it happen sooner than later because I am one who can't determine if I can be in a relationship with you or not unless I know what's going to go down in the bedroom.
Hello. You may not have that chemistry now. You know what I'm saying? You may not have that chemistry. And I had a Raw Fusion. We had one of my good friends, Cinnamon. I've known her since high school. And we had a...
I like that name.
Yeah, she's great. And we had a conversation on love and relationships. And, you know, she said, this is what she said, if we having great sex, what do we have to argue about? You know what I mean? If we having great sex, what in the hell are we arguing about? Which, you know, if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense in certain aspects. If you don't have a sexual chemistry, you know, you can work on it, and sometimes you have to because different people like different things. Their rising stones are in different places. Some people like oral sex. Some people don't. You know, some people like to be nibbled on their ear. Some people hate it. So you got to figure it out. But, baby, if we've been trying mm-hmm. for so long and we ain't figured this thing out here, I am not going to marry you, you know, and have this kind of shit going on for 20, 30 years. It's not going to happen. So,
you know. But, you know, that's a whole nother subject because
it is.
There are men, I'm not going to say men, let's just say men and women are incompatible in that way. And somewhere there's a shortcoming and the other one wants more. And so there's a mismatch. So in the beginning of a relationship, one of the partners say, I can deal with it. But now we fast forward 10, 15 years later. No. This is not satisfying for me. I can't do this anymore. It's It happened. It's an incompatibility. So if we nip it in the bud in the beginning, they're like, this is not going to work. Uh-huh. I need more. You, whatever reason, it's not working for me.
It leads to entanglements.
Why can't it leads to entanglements? Right. So why is it that? And I'm gonna say this for women. Women has we have the thing is like, okay, I can deal with it because I love this man, you know. But it comes to a point where enough becomes enough. And we're no longer can deal with it. No, not only not satisfy me, I can no longer deal with the dissatisfaction. Mm. You know what I mean? Well, and so it becomes a problem. So a lot of women in the beginning can say, you know what, it's okay. We're not compatible. We don't need to be together. And it's fine. But society say, I have to find a man that I love and I'm going to work this out. Right. And it doesn't work. And so now people who've been married.
And you got to wait before you do it. And you got to wait 40 years.
You done waited 6 months and this shit here. Oh, hell no.
Boy, and I've been there. And I've been there. Lord, and I've been mad.
Yeah, you go be mad. Shit.
I've been mad.
Listen.
And it's okay for women to say, okay, this is not working for me.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah. I'm done.
Look.
You know, wish you the best.
That's why I say if we got the attraction, baby, let's get it over with first night. And we're going to figure this thing out. You know what I'm saying? So if we can move forward. But I got news for you. Men do the same thing, you know. Yeah, I was a good woman. I did this, this. You hear women say all this kind of stuff, but maybe he's going to the strip club. Maybe he's creeping around the corner because he loves you, but the sex ain't what's happening. You understand what I'm saying? Every wet coochie is not the same. So he want to get it from somebody else, but he still loves you. You know what I'm saying? And it's really hard. I'm gonna tell you something. What's hard for women a lot of times is giving up the sex. Maybe not so much in these days and times, but what's hard for a man is giving up his heart. And when a man is giving you his heart, when you have broken down all of that masculine bullshit and you have gotten to the point where a man gives you his heart, none of that other shit matters except for that's how he could be in love with you and cheat on you. Mm-hmm. He's in love with you.
That's what I was about to say.
But he cheats because he's not sexually satisfied. So these are things that honestly, and I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying that's a good thing. That's not. But that may be the reason why you are beautiful. You are loving. You are caring. You have this great relationship. But the relations ain't what he want either. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now we are
a partner who's being dissatisfied. Maybe the guy could have shortcomings, or
you keep saying shortcomings,
maybe the
like
woman
I'm trying to figure out if you mean by the length.
Yes. Or the width.
Yes.
Or the width. What are we talking about?
It
you
keep,
that's about the second,
it's
third time you said shortcomings.
I'm trying to be, you know, careful with my words. But I also want to say, for the woman, she may not give, you know, blowjob.
It ain't
got
to be just a blowjob.
To a man, but to some men, that's important. And so a woman doesn't do that, then for them, that could be a non-negotiable for him. So I'm just saying, he may not be satisfied in that way, because maybe that turns him on more so than penetration. We don't know.
And that's where the compatibility comes in. And that's why if it can happen naturally, whenever it happens, whenever it's time to do it, I'm just like, do it, because you need to know. Like you said, you don't need to be 6 months down the road to be like, what? You don't go down? Oh, no.
So in another one of my movies.
Oh, no. Yeah.
In another one of my movies, I have this line that, you know, the guy said, well, pussy's pussy. Pussy ain't pussy. So it doesn't have to be just blowjobs. You know, each different, and I'm a connoisseur, so I know. Right. Each different vagina.
Not just of wine, April.
Damn right. I don't even drink wine.
I didn't even know there was a pussy connoisseur.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I should have added that to the intro.
Yeah, I mean, what in the world? Listen. Why am I fucking and I don't know what the hell I'm doing with and what this is? Women, y'all know your bodies are different. And if you're not, if you're just in there pumping and you can't savor the nuances of a woman's body, what are you doing? You're just pumping. You don't know what this is, which one feels better, which one, you know, you're just pumping. No. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it to the utmost. If I'm going to have sex with you, I want to know exactly what makes you feel good. And then how can I get myself to feel good? That's important. I want you to come before I do. You know, I know Bernie Mac said, I got mine. You better get yours. That's not how I do it.
Frankie Beverly said, before I let go. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So my thing is this. Why are you having sex if you aren't a connoisseur? I mean, if you only have one partner, then that's understandable. But if you have been with more than
multiple
three women, and you don't know the difference, boy, you don't know what the hell you're doing. You ain't no, you just out there pumping whatever you can pump into. Nah, I want to know it all, gentlemen. Don't be mad at me, okay? They got to learn. And how are they going to learn if we don't teach them? So, I don't want you sending me no emails, letters, none of that shit about what's going on this podcast. All right? Okay. Now, we're going to be back with more from the collaboration between Raw Fusion and the Uncorked in Conversation podcast right after this. If you love Raw Fusion and you want more, go to theindycity.com. Click the King B's Raw Fusion link and subscribe for the exclusive content for just $5 a month. You can get your VIP pass for exclusive content, the secrets and such, right there at theindycity.com. If you want to check out some of our films, you can do so at patreon.com/KingB. And as always, King B's Raw Fusion podcast is sponsored by TheIndieCity.com. If you like independent artists or independent products, or you're just independent like me, check out TheIndieCity.com. TheIndyCity.com. Raw Fusion. We're back. It's Raw Fusion. And this is more from the collaboration between Raw Fusion and Uncorked in Conversation podcast right here on Raw Fusion.
Okay, well, what about the mental? Because, you know, with some women, if they're being mentally manipulated by their man, then the performance in the bedroom is not going to be good. And it could be the same for some men. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
well, yeah, because it starts mental. Yeah.
I've heard of some men, you know, they've been out there. They've been around the world. They've done all kinds of different women. And now they're kind of settled. And then they settle and end up settling with the wrong one. And they think it's also settled. And that person is not settled, but they give their heart to this particular person. And then that person just goes off somewhere else and does other things with other people.
I call it mind fucking. I am going to manipulate you. Before we have sex, I've already fucked you. If I care about you, I've already fucked you mentally. I'm going to manipulate you, yes.
I know that song, too.
So my thing is this. Now, you're talking about a negative manipulation. And right. The truth of the matter is that women do it all the time, too. How many times have you heard a woman say, you little dick motherfucker, boo, boo, boo. You know what I'm saying? So there's mental abuse.
Or get mad and withhold sex. Because, again, there's that societal norm. Again, we're giving it up. So now if I'm mad with you, I'm gonna I'm gonna use that as the pawn.
I'm gonna punish myself.
You punish myself.
You play that if you want to. You play that. You do that if you want to.
I'd rather
next door banging the neighbor, and then you're gonna be wondering, well, what? Why? Well, what? I was a good woman.
He be next door banging.
I was
neighbor,
a good woman right? to him, and he just went. No, baby, we ain't finna play them games. So that's why I said when you are a real man, you don't have to hit your woman. You don't have to yell at her. You ain't got to call her a bitch, a hoe, or none of that. I know exactly what to do. You want to play them type of games? You will be sorry. I guarantee you. Easy. And I know women that do the same thing. I have been on the other side of the cheating. You know, I'm the one that they cheat with.
Okay.
And see, this is my thing. Mm. When I want to find out.
It's because of that deep voice, I'm sure.
There you go.
Hey, Paulette. Paulette,
that's too much.
He mind fucked him.
That's too much credit, Paulette. It takes more than a deep voice.
They,
maybe for you.
Okay, well, you're right. You're
maybe
right.
For you.
Right. What worked for me does not work for me. And
right.
And the respect to mental fucking, I prefer to be mentally fucked because if I am mentally fucked, then that means you are paying attention to what my desires are.
Go. There you go. Yes,
now.
Yes. Say it.
Preach now. Preach, now.
Boom,
preach
that's
girl.
What she said.
Preach, yeah. There you go.
I would say that's a boom.
She said, boom.
That's a boom.
Boom.
Yeah, it's all about for women. It's mental anyway. Mm-hmm. You know,
yes,
men
yes.
It's sexual, but for women,
not absolutely. Just for women.
Yeah,
it starts here. It definitely.
But
starts
see,
here.
See, yeah. The reason why I know
but
this,
but the men thinks otherwise.
Go ahead, sweetheart.
But I don't think they think otherwise.
No.
Here's the thing: we both, men and women, are capable of both, but women prefer. If you want to get them to get in the mood, it starts here in the mental. We've already decided what we're going to do, how we're going to do, how we feel, all these internal things
that
happen inside of us. Yes. Mm-hmm. But for men, they are sensual. So they have to see it. They
it's
see
more
it.
Visual.
They
want
to touch it. They're more sensual. Yeah. Right. So,
true.
Yeah.
You know how I know this? Because I speak
how
to women.
You know?
I have a cardinal rule. What? Women have no business talking relationships. I mean, you can talk it, but you should never go to another woman to understand a man. That doesn't even make sense to me. And
or
I never,
your man.
And
your
I
man.
Never,
exactly.
No, I get it.
Exactly.
And I never go to, I'm not going to go to one of my homeboys to try to understand a woman. I'm going to talk to women.
Right.
So I think that a lot of times people run to their girlfriends or run to their homeboys and try to figure this shit out. And you're not going to figure it out that way. I've learned these things by talking to women, whether they be friends of mine, whether we pillow talking after we got done. I'm recording information so that if this thing here don't work out, the next woman is going to be the benefit of what I've learned here, you know. And it's okay to say that men learn. You have to learn a woman. Every woman is different. You have to learn that woman, but you can learn tools in order to learn different women. You know what I'm saying? So you don't.
And pillow talk is one of the rules. Mm-hmm. I mean, because after all is said and done, you have to be able to have a conversation after the fact. I mean, if everybody's going to sleep and then there's nothing said after, then you lose some of the spark. I mean,
when we wake up in the morning. Because when I get done, we going to sleep. You going to sleep? I'm going to sleep. I'm putting you to sleep.
I mean, you got
to put your
me
ass
on
to sleep.
Night,
I'm going to work your ass out and put you to sleep. So we can talk about this shit in the morning. But in the morning, when we cuddling, that is important to have those conversations. But now, nah, baby, when we just like
Lisa did say, it's important to have this conversation. You just said in the morning.
In the morning. What was that comedian that said? I think it was Richard Pryor. He said something to the effect of when you fuck your woman right, she going to sleep. And
it was Richard Pryor.
If you get through fucking and she want to talk about drill bits, you got some more fucking to do.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Okay.
But true though. Yeah. Any ladies want to plug anything that they have going on now besides the podcast?
Ladies?
I own a body mechanic massage studio.
Say it slow.
Virginia Beach. Bodymechanicmassage.com is how you find me on website. Facebook is facebook.com/thebodymechanicsmassagestudio with the K. You have to understand, you have to put the K, not a C, as behind mechanic. So that's how you find me. On Instagram, you can find me at body_mechanic_massage. So then I have that for my business. Yeah.
She is a mechanic. She is a mechanic for your body.
Body mechanic.
Yeah.
She's a body mechanic.
She got that red hair. Listen, my favorite color is red. So she got that red hair, ladies and gentlemen. Probably a lot of gentlemen are going to be listening. You are in the...
Sarita, it sounds like you might make him do right.
I don't know about that. If you are in the Virginia area, make sure you check out that body mechanic. Definitely.
Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach.
Most definitely. I'm sure I get a lot of tours.
You get your body
a lot
worked
of tours
on.
Come in the area. So,
she going to change them.
Definitely come check me
she
out.
She going to check your oil. Yeah. Rotate your tires.
Don't you bring your car to the mechanic?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Gotta bring your body to the mechanic.
Gotta make sure that muffler is working right. You understand what I'm saying? Right there on the Virginia Beach. You understand? Yeah, I love it. Anyone else, lady?
Tracy.
Well, I have a vintage shop. I sell men and women's clothing and accessories. So I can style you for whatever your event is. And I am also on Facebook under 360 Vintage. Also Instagram at 360 Vintage as well. Twitter at 360 Vintage as well. And so, yeah, I can style you for whatever event, whether it's a 20s, 70s, whatever your event, I can definitely get you styled for that event. And you truly will not look like anyone else in the party.
She's going to have you looking classy.
That's right.
And everything, you know, I see her.
Absolutely.
I see her background. Absolutely. And she's got that classic look. That's dope. I love it.
Thank you. Okay.
Anyone else?
Okay. Well, despite what you may hear tonight, I'm what they call the marital minister.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And also tabernacle. Counselor.
You know, the Bishop Don Juan was the bishop. He called himself a bishop too. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
To each his own. To each his
you know,
own.
From Chicago.
But
you
no, I'm a. But no, I'm a wedding officiant, and I am a premarital transitional counselor as well. So, also in Virginia Beach, but I do offer virtual counseling, so I can counsel you anywhere in the 50 states of the United States of America.
Awesome. Look at how she's doing that. You understand what I'm saying? And I see you over there with that little slash in your hair, a blonde, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about it. Listen, you know. Let me tell you something. I am not going to put up with you being a marital counselor because you by yourself going to have some men looking the wrong way. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just keeping it 100. You know, ladies, you better be secure in your own self. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
I don't play that. There you go. Nope.
There you go. You better, hey, man, you better be on your P's and Q's when you go talk to her.
That's right. No, I'm on a mission, you know. Right. Marriage is your thing.
There you go. There you go.
But you can find me on an aprilaffair.com. That's my parent company name. It's aprilaffair.com.
There you go.
Good
check
God
her out. Check her out. She's very intelligent. And I love it. Anyone else?
Yes, I'm Linda White, actor, voice actor, executive coach. And you can reach me for bookings at phenomuncorked@gmail.com. That's phenom, F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, O, M, uncorked, like our show, at gmail.com. And you can also reach me on Clubhouse at Linda G. White.
I don't know if she's slipping the drink somewhere, because I see the other ladies drinking, and I don't think I've seen you take a sip. But you always talking about some uncorked. You know what I mean? Who came up with the name of this drunk ass podcast? Is what I want.
We all did.
I think it was you.
We drink responsibly.
There you go,
yeah, ladies.
There you go.
We drink responsibly because of COVID. We home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not going into it. Mm-hmm.
That don't mean you can get all drunk and shit on a podcast. I'm just saying. No, I'm kidding. These ladies are. This is a joke. These ladies are not drunk.
I didn't mention. I'm sorry that my manager is also on this podcast with us, Paulette.
Now, see, she's the problem.
And
right
when
there.
You book me, you can reach her at that same email.
She's the problem right there. That Paulette. Is that Paulette there?
Okay, so
she's the one.
I'm the talent manager. I'm also a trainer. I'm also a general contractor, so I can build you a home as well. So, you know, just look for us at Phenom Uncorked.
That's right.
See,
building houses for over 20 years now.
That's it. Well, you got a woman that can build a house. She ain't worried about you or your shit. You understand what I'm saying? I can build me a whole.
At all.
Give me a plot of land and I'm going to build my own house. You can have this little old shithole here you got. I'm finna go. I'm leaving. Give my bags. I'm leaving. My house gonna be built by tomorrow. So the hell with you. No, I like Paulette. I do.
Well, maybe if you decide to come out of that cold 10-foot snow up there in Chicago down to some tropical weather in Virginia,
okay,
then you might be able to find yourself some land to buy.
This is what we're not gonna do. No. Chicago. I rep Chicago, born and raised. And even if I go to Mars, I'm still repping Chicago. What Virginia needs to be still
saying? You do that. That's what you're supposed to do.
It's time to talk some shit with King B on the King B's Raw Fusion Podcast. Brought to you by theindycity.com. I want to thank the ladies of Uncorked and Conversation Podcast. That was truly fun. Like I said, it went 2 hours long. We don't do 2 hours around here. So you can check it out in the exclusive content if you want to hear more from this collaboration. It's good to talk about relationships, especially when you do it with someone from the opposite sex. But here's a word of warning. If that person has other motives, then you might want to question some of the advice. Question, not totally discard, but question some of that advice. But if three or four people are saying the same thing, well, it might be time to listen to that advice. I'm King B, and this is Raw Fusion. Raw Fusion.